please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth submitted under the pains and penalties of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Please have a seat.
Good afternoon, Reverend. Again, if you could describe a little bit about yourself and your connection to this case.
Certainly. My name is Reverend Kevin Van Brunt. I serve at a camp in New Hampshire up in Tufton Borough, and I have the privilege of knowing Ward Byrd through scouting, as well as I'm the chaplain for the Moulton Borough Scouts. I've been in the position for about 6 years, and I've known him for about that time. Governor Lynch, Executive Committee, Mr. Byrd, as well as the community and public here, it's truly an honor and a privilege to come and speak to represent two things. One is Ward's character, and one to speak on the truth that I've learned through my weekly visits with Ward at the jail. I have the benefit of knowing him, as I said, in the community for 6 years. I can certainly speak on my interactions with Mr. Byrd. I've observed a very soft spirit, a solid example to the young men that he mentors. Ward is a positive man of high character and high integrity as he interacts with the neighbors and the community in Moulton Borough. Ward is a dedicated and trustworthy individual and put others above himself. The Scouts teach and follow a strong set of values, values like citizenship, compassion, cooperation, courage, faith, health, honesty, perseverance, positive attitude, resourcefulness, respect, and responsibility. I have personally seen these values demonstrated through his mentorship and to the example of the boys in the community. This past fall, Ward approached me at a scouting weekend and asked for some time to talk and pray. I recalled the heartache and the uncertainty when he shared the decision that had come down from New Hampshire courts that he was going to be collected soon and sent to prison. He asked if I would help to care for his spiritual, emotional, and mental well-being while he was imprisoned. I've committed to meet with him weekly, and we've explored topics like faith, forgiveness, anger, righteousness, and mental focus. In a recent visit to Ward at the county jail, he shared with me about a young man that he had met in prison. This young man is troubled by his addiction to drugs, and through many conversations with him, Ward has encouraged this young man to get on the right path and give up his addiction to drugs. Ward's encouragement has made an impact on this young man's life. This is Ward Byrd, always trying to help those in need. Without breaching pastoral confidentiality with details, I have noticed the strain of these past 76 days on this man. I am convinced, as many others in our community, that the community is a better place with Ward Byrd in it rather than in prison. Last Thursday, Ward and I spoke about truth, and I read from John 8, 31 and 32, and it says, "If you hold to my teachings, then you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Ward is a man who follows these teachings of positive attributes and values. And I asked Ward what truth was, and he said, "That's a tough one, as I grapple with every moment of every day. I told the truth, and now here I sit in prison." We went on to talk about any anger that he may feel towards Ms. Harris for the misrepresentation of truth that she has made. He quickly said, "No, I am not angry towards her." Truth is defined as a body of real things, events, and facts. And I believe the facts you have reviewed here today and reviewed in your packets will allow you to make an informed decision to grant a full pardon to Mr. Byrd. It is within your power to grant that pardon to Ward, and I'm asking you to prayerfully consider the decision in front of you. Thank you for hearing my testimony.
Reverend, thank you very much. Any questions for the Reverend? Thank you very much, Reverend.